We are going to welcome in a special guest. And I mean special because I think he probably had to stay up all night to get on the air at 6:23. Let's welcome in Chris Hecox from the Sharon Pharmacy. Chris, good morning.
Hi, Marshall. How are you? Thanks for having me.
That's right. Don't sound so thrilled, Chris.
I got up, Anyway.
Well, let me make you feel a little better. I get up at 3 o'clock, so.
I know. God bless.
So it doesn't help a lot, but it helps a little. Well, the first thing I want to say is this year I am celebrating the beginning of my 51st year in broadcasting, full-time broadcasting. This December 23rd, WHDD AM is going to celebrate 35 years on the air. But they pale in comparison to the Sharon Pharmacy, which is now celebrating 60 years, July 3rd, 1961 to 2021. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, as a kid, I remember my grandmother was involved in politics. Okay, she was one of the lone Democrats back then. Mm-hmm. And I can remember talking about when the pharmacy opened, the pharmacist, she said, he plays guitar and he's in a band. And she was talking, of course, about your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was a very good guitar player. Absolutely.
And that was back in the days where Republicans didn't hate Democrats and Democrats didn't hate Republicans. But it's really, when you look at that, the Sharon Pharmacy comes in, opens up in 1961, and here we are 60 years later, and you're going to celebrate this Saturday.
Correct. Yep. We're going to be pretty much all day, but 10 to 2 officially. We're gonna try to do it right for Dad and, of course, Mom. Jay Bradley was supposed to be there, but he has something to tend to. So Scott Heth and Charlie Saxophone will be there providing some nice background music.
Scott, well, that's it's sorry to miss Jay, but having Scott there is just fine. That'll be a lot of fun. So they'll be playing.
He's keyboard extraordinaire, so he'll fill in the bass line and the drum beats and whatnot. So it should be a great time, and hopefully a lot of people can come out who we wouldn't be here without everybody.
Well, the important thing to remember here, by the way, on Saturday in between 11 and 2, on top of the entertainment, they'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, soda, and we'll be there with our table, and we'll have those discount gift certificates for people, and also we'll have a little giveaway basket as well to give you that you can give away to somebody as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And I was trying to think of, something for the kids to try to keep them entertained, so my idea was we have a picture of Dad, of course, and what we're going to do is we made a copy of that picture, and we're going to have the kids pin the white pharmacy jacket on it.
That's pretty cool.
So our version of In the Tail and the Donkey. So
that sounds pretty cool.
We'll get a good turnout from the younger crowd, too. So
let's talk about this. Now, this is Chris Hecox, the whole Hecox family, of course, with the Sharon Pharmacy and more. But now listen to this, folks, 60 years, okay? Take a look around at the area towns. How many local pharmacies do we have left? Think about this for a second. How many local, truly owned local pharmacies do we have left?
Yeah. Well, I think it was, Dad knew what he wanted, and I think he was just determined to make it a success, and we've taken the torch from him and kept it going. Again, it's just great community support, and Sharon is unique. I mean, I've had a lot of friends come up through the years, and they're like, "You actually live here?" How lucky have we been? It's amazing.
When I moved back from Kingston, New York, when I was getting divorced, my stepdaughter and my Saul, who's at Tonic Valley Regional High School, she said, "That's the high school?" And that's Sharon. And my son saw the ball field. they were absolutely stunned, because we live in a vacation land, and
we're lucky. Absolutely.
But the importance of having a local pharmacy, I mean, pharmacies are good, don't get me wrong, but the importance of having a local pharmacy that knows the local people that come in and out, whether it's for over-the-counter medication, whether it's for CBD, or whether it's for prescription medicines, there's nothing more calming to somebody, first of all, when they have to go in and get a prescription, to know the people they're getting it from. And I think there's nothing more calming than knowing that the people that they're working with know them personally and know their medical history. We joke around a lot, but I think that's so important, and that's now really what makes the Sharon Pharmacy stand out so unique in our area.
Yeah, and I you know, obviously one of the benefits for being around 60 years is you know everybody.
That's exactly right.
The grandparents, the parents, the kids, the grandkids, everybody. So it's so when they come in, it's, hey, Bob, hey, Steve, hey, Jane. It's, you know, it's, and it's funny, I've gotten semi-recently in the morning when, the newspaper crew comes in, we've actually started this little trivia thing where, and then it could be anything. So, you know, I think some people kind of look forward to that. Maybe not. Maybe I drive them nuts. I don't know. But anyway, the point is, it's fun. It's, you know, it's relaxing. We try to, try to make people comfortable as they come in. So, hopefully we've done that.
Now, it's hard for me to imagine. I remember when you celebrated the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
It seems like just yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. 10 years. Yeah. Obviously wish Dad could be around, but...
He is. I mean, he's one of those.
Oh my God! Yeah.
He's one of those things. That's a great thing about living in a town like Sharon. Town fathers may pass on, but they don't, because they were the building blocks that helped build the town, not only Sharon but all the other, to what it is today. And your dad was one of those, just like Ed Kirby. The list can go on and on and on.
Sure.
Physically, they may not be here, but they'll always be an important part of Sharon.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to thank the Donovans too, Dee Dee and Deb and Rindy. They've been great. And I was telling Deb the other day, she came in, I said, when I was, 7, 8, 9, whatever, riding our bikes from Mom and Dad's down the pharmacy, which, pretty unbelievable, I told her there was always this guy there in the back room talking with Dad, and I just thought he was an employee because he was always there, and it was Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
So, we've had we've been lucky to have, such great landlords too. Just everything. It's been an amazing 60 years. So.
Well, once again, the Sharon Pharmacy celebrating 60 years on Saturday, July 3rd. From 11 till 2, there'll be entertainment, there'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, sodas. They've got gift certificates that they'll be giving away, prizes for a kid pinning the jacket on Ed Hecox, giveaways and stuff, gift bags and more. And we'll be there having our 50% off gift certificates. And also, like I said, we'll put together a little prize package to give to you that you can also give away as well.
Sure, that's great. Thanks a lot, Marceline, and appreciate everything you've done for us too. It's
I'll be because my knees and I'm getting set for.
I'll
just be sitting like Jabba the Hutt in a chair, right next to Lexi. But there's no chain or anything. There's no chain or anything like that.
We'll put a picture of Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia next to you.
Jabba. That's my brother always called me Jabba the Hutt. I know. It's great to have an older brother that's so concerned. Well, once again, it should be a lot of fun Saturday from 11 o'clock on, and we'll see everybody at the Sharon Pharmacy. And, Chris, I really do appreciate you getting up and getting on the air here with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. The dogs get us up early.
All right, so I'll see you Saturday, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Marshall.
Take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Chris Hecox, part of the Hecox family, of course, the Sharon Pharmacy, celebrating 60 years, Saturday beginning at 11 o'clock, and we will be there here on Robin Hood Radio.